Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, November 8th goes to a care facility in Oklahoma City called the Jacqueline House. Now, Jacqueline House is a facility that serves intellectually and developmentally disabled people. And we all worry about folks in these care facilities. We worry if these people are getting the care they need, the care they deserve. It is very hard to trust someone you love with somebody else. All right? It doesn't matter if you're dropping your child off to school or your grandmother off to an old folks home. Leaving someone you love in the hands of others is scary. You know what else is scary? The flu shot. Remember when we had the good brother up here? What's the good brother name, Eddie? You remember the good brother name? I can't remember his name right now, but remember what was Dr. Torian Easterling? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Dr. Torian Easterling. We had him up here, and he was telling us about the flu shot and the benefits of it, and we were expressing some of our fears to him. Let's flash back to that.
So should people get the flu vaccination? Because everybody says you shouldn't get it. It makes you sick. The government's just putting something in your system. So should people get the flu vaccination?
Absolutely. Anyone that's 6 months and older should get the flu vaccine. And it's going to protect yourself, protect your family.
Is it true that getting a flu vaccine can make you more successful to other respiratory viruses?
No, that's not true. Okay. Most people, after they get a flu vaccine, what ends up happening, they get a sore arm, they may develop a low-grade fever. But other than that, majority of people do not get sick. I think what we often hear is that people get sick from the flu vaccine, but that's a small majority of people who develop any symptoms, and you're not susceptible to other things.
I haven't had a flu shot in years.
We got to make that happen.
No, I'm cool.
I can come and, give you a flu vaccine now.
Nah, I'm cool. Yes. Well, once again, something else that is hard for us to trust, okay? Care facilities and flu shots. Two things we are already concerned about. Well, I am about to play you a story that will give you more anxiety about both of these things. What did the Jacqueline House in Oklahoma City do to confirm all our fears about these places and the flu shot? Let's go to KTUL ABC 8 for the report, please.
A routine flu shot turned out to instead be a dose of insulin for patients at a home for developmentally challenged people.
The lights are dim tonight at Ability Works Jacqueline House. Police tell us every one of the clients staying here had been dosed with insulin instead of their flu shot. When the first person became unresponsive, someone called police.
EMS and fire crews arrived shortly after and found not one unresponsive person, but multiple unresponsive people.
It's the kind of call Roll says he's never gotten in his policing career, and it was a scene of chaos inside the home.
All these people are symptomatic, laying on the ground, needing to help, but can't communicate what they need.
A pharmacist of 40 years had been contracted to give flu shots at the home, but it appears instead his syringes were filled with insulin. Enough insulin can kill you, but fortunately this was not the case here.
I've never seen where there's been some sort of medical misadventure to this magnitude. But again, it could have been a lot worse. And not to downplay where we are, but thinking about where we could be, it could certainly have been very, very tragic.
10 people hospitalized in the Jacqueline House, in this care facility, after they were injected with insulin instead of a flu shot. This is exactly what we worry about when we get any type of vaccine. We think they are putting something in us that shouldn't be in us already. And when it comes to care facilities, this is the type of neglect we are scared of, okay? Oklahoma City decided to combine the two. Jacqueline House decided to combine the two and give us the collaboration that none of us needed. And what makes this story even worse is that none of these people were able to even express what was wrong with them because they were intellectually and developmentally disabled. Please give the Jacqueline House in Oklahoma City the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed. Can you imagine? You're supposed to get a flu shot and somebody sticks you with insulin?
No, I can't imagine it. All right, now when we come back,
imagine getting stuck with anything that you didn't want to get stuck with?
Why?
Oh, nothing.
You have a confession?
Nothing, Envy. Go and continue.
You have a confession?
No.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
We'll be right back.
Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.